Geneva, and the United States. When Mises was invited to take up the post of Professor of International Economic Relations at the Graduate Institute of International Studies in Geneva, he accepted eagerly. It was not just a sense of relief at being able to escape the short-sightedness of Austrian politics. Teaching was, after all, his first love. His second was Margit Sereni Herzfeld, whom he married in 1938 in Geneva, after a courtship of some 13 years. She has left a touching testament to him in the form of the book My Years with Ludwig von Mises. That book describes well the turmoil caused by the rise of the Nazi cause in Europe at the time. Mises' firm and eloquent rejection of totalitarianism in all its forms had made him an exile from Austria and an embarrassment to the Swiss government. In 1940, after a frantic journey across Europe trying to avoid the Nazis at every turn, Mises and his wife finally succeeded in immigrating to the United States, where Mises became a citizen in 1946. Writing and teaching. Even in America, Mises' liberal views were unfashionable, and he did not succeed in getting an academic appointment straight away. From 1940 to 1944, however, he was a guest of the National Bureau of Economic Research in New York. From 1945 to 1969, he occupied the position of visiting professor at the Graduate School of Business Administration at New York University. The appointment was unsalaried, but he was supported by the William Volcker Fund and earnings from his publications. The first dozen years after this appointment were very active. Mises attracted students and teachers into his seminars, as he had done so effectively in Vienna. Books such as Bureaucracy, Omnipotent Government, The Anti-Capitalist Mentality, and Theory and History looked at the deficiencies in non-liberal social policies and their theoretical underpinnings. The very substantial Human Action, published in 1949, integrated his economics and methodological views into an impressive whole that is remembered as his magnum opus. In 1962, he published The Ultimate Foundation of Economic Science, a systematic account of the subjectivist methodology, by which time the first of his honorary degrees had come. More would follow in his later years. He died on 10 October 1973, the undisputed doyen of the Austrian School of Economics. His library found a place of honor at Hillsdale College in Michigan, where his name is still remembered in an annual lecture series. Today, the Austrian tradition in economics that he fostered at the University of New York continues there, with growing numbers of students learning about the approach and taking it into new areas of economic debate. In a eulogy that captures the spirit of the man in but a few words, his wife Margit later wrote of him that he never feared to contend against economic error, no matter how popular it was or how powerful were the persons advancing erroneous theories and dangerous policies. He would not give an inch to any argument he thought to be an error. As humble and self-effacing as he was in his personal conduct, and as reasonable and courteous in debate without personal prejudice to those who failed to understand him, he was absolutely uncompromising on principles he was convinced were true. It is a tribute to which those who knew Mises readily subscribe.